welcome to the Rosser Chiropractic Podcast. This is Dr. Andy Rosser, and you are listening to Back Talk. Today I'm interviewing Janice Rosen from Progressive Body Training Systems here in Olympia, Washington. Thank you for coming in today, Janice.
Well, thank you, Andy, for having me.
So I've seen you the last couple of years in the gym, working people out, and we've also got some clients who we share, and they send me great feedback. So I'm happy to have you here so we can pick your brain about personal training and some of the things that you do in the gym to help people out.
That sounds great.
Tell me about the Progressive Body.
Progressive Body Training Systems is located, as most people know, inside Fifth Avenue Fitness. And we have several different personal trainers available. We are a dynamic group in that we try to reach as many people as possible with varied training needs or fitness needs. Progressive Body does work out of a full-service gym, so our participants are able to not only utilize personal training, but they're able to utilize other tools of the facility, whether it's cardiovascular machines, specialty classes like Cycle Core, Les Mills classes, and nutrition programming. So we're in a very unique position that we don't have to have people come in just for us. They can come in and use us as part of their health and fitness programming.
Cool. So when you have somebody come in, they could be, like, you could set up a program for them. They could do it in the gym, or you could be there one-on-one training with them. Or I also know you do some group training there as well, with like a circuit training. What is that machine, or the stand in the middle of the gym?
So we have a jungle gym inside the gym, and it's a pure motion piece. Okay. And it's designed to hold 14 users at one time. It has functional attachments that we have been utilizing, TRX suspension,
right,
training.
Right.
We also have AirFit suspension training. We have Renegade, which is 360 degrees of movement with weighted plates and barbells, as well as body weight machines like dip machines and step up. So there's a whole host of activities for those that, like the kid in them, they can use it for jungle gym type things like pull-ups and monkey bars, which are attached. So there's,
you've also got huge ropes attached.
We
to
do
it,
have,
right?
Large ropes. Yeah. We have a 60-foot rope and a 30-foot rope for undulating. I've only talked a couple people into climbing it, but we're on our way on that.
Right on. Nice. Yeah. And the TRX you mentioned, I know that quite a few people have gotten some great benefits out of that. It's a suspension system, and you do that, focus on form and core. What are some of the people that you find get good results off of that?
So the TRX has been such an amazing tool for personal trainers. We can put anyone from post-rehab to the athletic professional athlete on a TRX. The benefits are that Progressive Body itself has the system of creating a foundation of corrective flexibility, joint mobility, and core strength as the foundation of every program. So we can start our clients using the TRX suspension to enhance their joint mobility, get better extensibility of the fibers, as well as simultaneously gaining core strength and stability. So it targets not just crunch, just what you do in a crunch, but it targets all those small stabilizing muscles that surround the spine, which I'm sure folks like yourself really appreciate, that we stabilize the spine from those deeper muscles.
Nice. And is that, so you mentioned something about the functional training, is that the OPT?
That's
you're
right.
Talking about optimum performance training?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Great. And that does kind of lead me into one of my questions, which is, you see a wide group of people. I know that in here I see a wide group of people, people who are sedentary up to semi-professional athletes. And how do you figure out in your assessment where somebody's going to land and what kind of things you need to work on?
In the initial assessment, there's three components. One component is we look at how well they're maximizing their metabolism through nutrition. And the second component is we look at their joint mobility through an overhead squat, which is just a bodyweight squat, having their arms extended overhead, and how well they can maintain their alignment through a series of squats. So even professional athletes will come in, or semi-pro, and they'll have a very good-looking squat, but if you do enough of them, you start to see a deviation. So right. We look for the deviations to occur at the neck, shoulders, hips, knees, and ankles. And really from that assessment, we can identify at what level do they need to be placed. Are they someone that needs this minor corrective work and strengthening in core, or are they someone that needs to have a complete startup where we are just foam rolling, which is myofascial release, working on static flexibility, and trying to get them to hold their posture. So if I have someone that comes in that's new to exercise, they're interested in group training, and they're having postural deviations where they just don't have the endurance to hold their alignment through movement,
right.
Then of course I want to put them in a group that is a slower paced group. And we do offer those typically during the day or in the earlier morning hours.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's great. That reminds me to ask you how you got into training in the first place.
Well, it was a progression, hence the name Progressive Body. And I started with the aerobic cardiovascular instruction. I taught for over 10 years as an aerobic instructor, and saw that a lot of my, they weren't clients at the time, but a lot of my participants were not changing in their physique. And so I started working through nutrition, and worked with Jenny Craig and taught lifestyle classes for Jenny Craig. So I was an instructor for them for several years until I got pregnant. And through the lifestyle coaching, a lot of those people were asking me if I could train them. And so it's been a great progression. It's given me a lot of time to develop a system that I know works because it's been tested over time. And my client base has a very high rate of success. And like most people, they themselves progress. And so it's nice to see people that come in for, you know, one initial reason, and then they come back a year later because now they want to progress to getting involved in athletics, or, you know, for some other personal reason, like a wedding.
Nice. So,
yeah, it's kind of fun.
Is there a client that you look at, they walk in the door and you say, oh, I cannot wait to work with this person because I can see where they can get to, like what their potential is? Is there something that you find that when you're working with them, either like motivation or interest that the client has or their goal, that really kind of resonates with you?
I'm excited to work with every client. I am excited whether it's helping them walk straighter, get better feeling in their feet, whether it's to get them ready for a competition or for a sporting event. To me, the joy and what keeps me in the business is that I can help them progress, I mean, from whatever point they're at. And it's a team effort. You know, the clients that have the best results and the best time doing it are those that look at it as a joint effort. It's not my responsibility alone to help them get in shape. It's our team effort that helps them move in the direction that they want to. Now, I can't say for sure that all of my clients walk in and are as happy to see me as I am to see them, especially on leg day.
Right. So that reminds me of a saying that I heard this weekend, which is, the good news is that we found the fountain of youth, and the bad news is that it's exercise. So I think it is true that there are some things that we look forward to doing, not necessarily because they feel great, but because we feel great after them.
And that's the whole trick to finding the right program, is that it needs to be fun. A lot of our tools that we use are body weight tools. They are tools that are functional and used in your everyday application. So we use things like kettlebells and ropes, not just suspension. But I can't count on one hand how many times I've walked over to a selectorized machine in any given day to put someone on a machine and count reps. Right. You know, so by varying the tools, it keeps it fun and it keeps people coming back for more. They want to know, what are we going to do today? What's today's beatdown?
Nice.
What we're doing with the group training is creating a community where people come to rely on each other for motivation and support. Like you said, there's a lot of hooting and hollering. So it's a very good time. And sometimes there's a lot of team building involved. You know, our sets generally run 30 seconds to 60 seconds, but there have been many a times when we make a set for as long as it takes someone to complete a task. And so there's a little bit of, you know, rapport building and, you know, motivating each other to go as efficiently as possible through that movement so they don't just stay on their set so long. The thing I want people to remember is that it's never too late to start. It's just never too late. And you might think that you're so far gone, or you might be on a bunch of medication, or you might have an impending surgery coming up, and it's not too late. There are things that we can do to enhance every aspect of your life, no matter where you are.
I think this has been great. I've really enjoyed getting to know more about what you do in there and what keeps you going. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. I enjoyed being here.
How can we have people get in touch with you?
You can reach me via email at Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, @progressivebod.com.